Welcome to the Small Caps Podcast, where we discuss news and information related to ASX-listed companies and financial markets, keeping investors informed. Note that the content in this podcast is not financial or investment advice, and be sure to head over to smallcaps.com.au to get the latest market news. Now, without further delay, here's today's podcast.
Welcome back to Small Caps. My name is Kerry Stevenson, and today I'm bringing you back eye candy. No, not that sort of eye candy, you people out there. This is ASX code ICI. Now, they are a big gaming company, and it's really interesting what they're doing. And I'm going to let Kin Wai Lau talk about this because he is the chairman and non-executive director, but they made a big acquisition. So I thought it was time. It was about 11 months ago since I last talked to Kin, and they have been quietly working away and have recently announced the acquisition of Lemon Sky Studios. So, Kin, great to see you again. Goodness me, you guys have been very busy since we last spoke.
Hi, Kerry. Good to be back. Indeed, it's been a very busy year for us.
Yeah, it has been. Now, listen, there might be some of our subscribers out there that don't know who eye candy are. And as I said at the beginning, it's not that sort of eye candy. This is a business and it's in the metaverse. So could you just give a brief overview of who are eye candy?
Eye candy is a ASX listed game development and publishing company. We are what you call a full stack game company. We focus on making games across multiple platforms. We develop our own games, our own IP, as well as we publish the games in multiple geographical markets across Europe, North America, Asia, Southeast Asia, Australia, and New Zealand as well.
That kind of covers most of the world. Just before we get into this announcement, though, Kin, what's your biggest market? Is it Asia or is it Europe? Which one's the biggest market, or are they all growing exponentially?
They're all growing very fast. Conventionally, our biggest market has been in North America and Europe, but recently we are seeing a lot of growth in Southeast Asia and Australia.
Australia? Oh, okay. We're coming up there, are we?
Gaming is on the rise in Australia. We've just seen a lot of activities, especially the last 18 months with lockdown. I think with the tough lockdown measures, people are stuck in house, at home, or even playing at work, perhaps,
or some of these games. I guess COVID for some people has been a bit of a challenge, but for you guys in gaming, it was probably, I hate to use this word, but was it a blessing in disguise? Did that get you on the, I guess, a lot more eyeballs while people were locked up?
Absolutely. So gaming as an industry, we're just seeing tremendous growth for last 18 months. In fact, I estimated that digital behavior of consumers has been accelerated by a good 7 years. So it's not just boredom being locked at home, but it's also people are doing things a lot more digitally, and gaming is a very digital activity. So it's one of the major form of entertainment you can obtain digitally.
Incredible. Well, I want to hear about the sort of growth, because for those people that did take action when I spoke to Kin 11 months ago, just 6 months ago, if you'd invested, their share price is up 112% today. But like everything, do your own research. But that's why I've asked Kin to come on, because their share price is getting stronger. They've just made an announcement, and that's the acquisition of Lemon Sky Studios. So talk to me about the rationale behind that and why, what this is looking like and how the acquisition came about.
Sure, Kerry. Lemon Sky Studio in our industry, in the gaming industry, it's nothing short of being a legendary studio. They started 16 years ago in Southeast Asia. The two founders have never taken a single cent from third-party investor. It was purely funded entirely by the two founders and through cash flow of the business. More than 350 employees making AAA games throughout the last 10, 16 years. You name it, some of the biggest game titles, some of the biggest game hits globally, like Diablo, Command & Conquer Remake, Spider-Man, Final Fantasy, some of these big game franchise, they have a big hand in helping to produce those game franchise. So it's actually a very, very successful game development, game art, and game animation studio that we saw perfectly fit well into our strategy to expand. Hence, we signed off and announced an acquisition just late last week.
If they were very successful, Lemon Sky Studios, why would they want to be acquired at this stage?
Sure. I think we saw them the vision, the founders believe and share a vision together with the management of iCandy. We will be the biggest game studio, game development studio in Southeast Asia, Australia, and New Zealand. Size does matter. We are building an infrastructure and a talent base that's ready to make games for the future. The company is well positioned to make AAA games for the metaverse, which is a brand new concept that is now taking off really fast, especially, you know, with a couple of triggers. Facebook renaming themselves as a platform for the metaverse, for example, is one of those triggers.
Well, I got to ask you, Ken, you know, I'm a little bit older than you, and what is the metaverse? For us oldies out there, what does the metaverse mean? Why is it important?
Metaverse is a virtual world concept where everyone is connected and you go there in that virtual world to play and to work. So that's the kind of the couple of keywords there, right? So you can play and you can work in the metaverse. So to a certain extent, many of us already working in some form of metaverse. A lot of people are now working remotely. Meetings are being conducted on, you know, Zoom calls and so on and so forth. But it's actually the whole concept that we will be living there a lot more than now. And not just work, you have to balance out with play. So play is a really important part of the whole metaverse virtual world concept as well. And hence, we definitely want to bring that gaming entertainment into the metaverse while you're making good games for the metaverse.
Okay, so again, let me go back to the acquisition of Lemon Sky Studios. Did they see that joining forces, and is it a joining of forces or is it an acquisition? So talk to us about the deal that was done and why this is good for shareholders of iCandy.
It's an acquisition, but it's part cash and part shares. So it's a deal worth about 44.5 million Australian dollar. 40% of it will be paid in cash, 60% will be paid in shares. Hence, it's also an acquisition that is going to be joining forces. The founders of Lemon Sky will have a big portion of shares in iCandy, and they purely believe and bought into that vision. So we will continue to work very closely with the management of Lemon Sky. It's also really a marriage made in heaven, if I may say so, because we are very good with our own IP, making games, developing our own IP as iCandy. We have a big community. We have more than 360 million downloads of our games throughout the last 10 years. Whereas Lemon Sky is amazing at making AAA very, very high quality games. And they've done work for a lot of big studios. Hence, with this added ability, we can now create more games that belong to ourselves, right? Our own IP games, those will be some of the excitement. Our own AAA IP games, for example, those will be the excitement that we see moving forward.
The acquisition is dependent upon shareholder approval. What's your time frame on that one as well?
We're calling for the EGM as soon as possible. Possibly, I think, by end of the year or even just early January.
Okay. So for shareholders, you see the value in that Lemon Sky Studios are producing these games, which create revenue, and iCandy have been working as well in that area. But you then, I guess, move into that metaverse environment together.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think we have different skill sets, but really complementary. I believe this is the case where it's 1 + 1 = 10, if I may say.
Oh, wow.
So that complementary skill sets putting together is the new superpower for the combined entity. We literally have superpower in our verticals, in our industry now, once we combine forces and really are able to produce a lot of things that It was never possible before as separate companies.
And how are you going to bring the companies together? Where are you based? Where are they based? And where will head office be? And are you going to have satellite offices around the world? Give me an idea of this new combined entity.
Sure. A lot of our talent is based out of Southeast Asia. So is Lemon Sky. So there is a big overlap in terms of geographical locations. Southeast Asia, meaning we are in Singapore, Malaysia, Thailand, Indonesia. So those are among the main locations we have our talent base. But increasingly, we are also looking to expand the talent pool to places like Australia and the Scandinavian countries as well. So there is a worldwide shortage of gaming talent. Everyone is trying to hire the best they can get hold of. So that 450 people we have as a combined company is really a very valuable asset. These are people who are very skilled in designing games, illustrations, 3D graphics, 3D modeling. So these are all skills that we now have to make games from A to Z.
So if you're a gamer out there, get in touch. Sounds like they need some new talent, an extra talent. Are you growing that way with your talent?
We are growing rapidly. We want to hire as many people as we can get hold of. So absolutely.
So for all you young ones out there that understand all this, make sure you get in touch because they're growing that fast. Let's talk about financial performance, Kin. That acquisition of Lemon Sky, let's talk bottom line. What do you see for the bottom line? Because that's important from an investor point of view.
Sure. So in the announcement, we basically also referred to some of Lemon Sky past performance financially. Last year, they make a net profit about $4 million, the last reported financial year. Now, iCandy, we are not profitable, but we are marginally breaking even on certain quarters. And even in fact, some quarters, we are slightly profitable. So you add that on as a combined basis, we definitely see that it's a profitable bottom line for the combined entity.
Given that iCandy hadn't been profitable in the past, is that because of the strength of in the growth? Is it because you're growing so fast that there is no profitability? Because gaming itself and the amount of money that people spend can be very profitable, can it?
Absolutely. So we are investing in growth. Absolutely, Kerry, you got it right. So growth is more important to us at this stage of the company. And this is the trajectory that many tech companies took on. Tech giants like Facebook and Google, they were not profitable for many years. To build up growth, to build up market share. Eventually, when at the right size, many of these companies can just turn on that profitability engine easily. Once you have that market size, once you have that growth in place.
We talk about the metaverse. Obviously, a lot of people know that Facebook are getting very much into the metaverse. Would you think that iCandy is a tech company? Sorry, I've got a lot of noise in the background. Apologies. Can you see iCandy getting as big as Facebook?
Oh, we definitely have that dream and vision. We believe we will be a far bigger company than now. How big do we get? It's really the sky is the limit. It's not just cliche. We just see gaming as a industry that has just been growing and growing. It continues to grow. Last count, I'm looking at some of the stats show online, there are more than 3 billion gamers. My goodness, imagine 3 billion gamers on the planet, right?
And imagine talk to me about the numbers in terms of the market size at the moment and the growth trajectory of the market size. So in dollar terms, how big is the market at the moment?
Many stats you can find online put this market around $250 billion currently. It's a bigger market than Hollywood movies combined altogether, far, far bigger. So it is really, if you think about entertainment, gaming is the number one entertainment channel for the whole world currently, way beyond streaming movies on anything you can think of. So that can only grow. And you have all these young people who are born digital native. They probably spend several times more in terms of hours on gaming than watching telly or movies, for example.
Do you think it's going to have an impact, speaking of which you mentioned Hollywood a moment ago, do you think it will have an impact on Hollywood? Do you think it will have an impact on television shows? Do you think we're actually moving away from that sort of tradition? Because this would come into things like brands and how brands spend their money. Do you see that there's a shift and it's getting closer and it's getting bigger, and that's why people need to pay attention?
Yeah, definitely. I think if you look back, one of the interviews, I think it's just about probably a year and a half ago, when people asked Netflix CEO what he saw as the biggest threat, it wasn't the competition, it was gaming that he said. Hence, Netflix has entered into gaming. In many countries now, you can play games on your Netflix apps and devices, right? For example. That's right. Right. Movies, I think movies, Hollywood will always be there. It has a lot of proposition there. But increasingly, you see blurring online. I won't say gaming is going to replace it, but you'll see blurring online, where potentially in the future, if you watch a movie, there is a game associated. You can very quickly click on from the movie to me to play the game, for example, right? So there will be a lot of crossover. There will be a lot of a new form of entertainment created with gaming and many other verticals.
I have to ask you this one. And look, I'm not the best tech expert in this area, but right now you've acquired Lemon Sky Studios. It's all about gaming. It's about the metaverse, etc. Could you see yourself further down the track creating your own currency for use within your game area? Like, you produce a game that people are spending money, what I call funny money at the moment. Would iCandy potentially down the road, create a whole world within a world? In other words, you don't have to go out of our world. You can use iCandy money and you can swap and play and do all sorts of things without actually leaving our universe.
Well, if you look at gaming, Kerry, so for those of us who game, there's always a score. And in many games, there is also a currency. There is an in-game currency.
Okay.
And the satisfaction gamers get is actually when these numbers grow, when your score grows, when your money in the game grow, you have that bragging rights. You have that really satisfaction of now I'm someone, and now I've earned enough money on this game that I'm better than my best friends and whatever, right? So it is not a new thing to gamers. Now, imagine if only we could bring some of this concept into the real world, right? So it's really interesting. So if you have high score, you have certain amount of money in the game, and you bring that on to walk into a Starbucks and get a cup of coffee because of what you have, it's going to happen, and it is already happening to a certain extent in some areas that we have seen, right? So I think that crossover from that virtual world into the real world is going to be interesting. And that touches the metaverse concept. So there will be people who work in the real world, but they live in the metaverse, right? They after work, they get entertained, they interact, they socialize in the metaverse. Similarly, there may be people who work in the metaverse, and then they socialize in the real world. They get entertained in the real world. So it's going to be a lot of this crossover between the two worlds that we live in. It's going to be entangled. You'll be more and more touch points connected to from one world to the other.
It's blowing my mind, ladies and gentlemen, only because I haven't grown up with this world. And here's a question for you, Kin. If you think about the people that use your product versus the people that invest in the company, there's a certain age, a gap, I guess you could say, in that. How do you help educate those of us that are a little bit older but like to invest versus your audience? Do you see what I mean? So the ones that invest in the company don't really fully understand it. Do you think there's an educational component, or are you just going, look, they'll get it because it's going to become so big? And second part of the question, do you see some of the younger generation understanding what you're doing and investing in iCandy?
mean, Kerry, absolutely. Not everyone can be a gamer or should be a gamer, I would say.
Yeah, I should not be a gamer.
But definitely you should try. But I think it's also for the savvy investors, which I believe many are, it's not just about appreciating the product. You don't have to buy and appreciate the product of the company you're investing in, but rather a appreciation of the macro trend, the market trend. So if you're an investor that doesn't game, you just need to walk into a train and just see a mound of people who has a phone up and playing games, for example. For those who's elder, you have your kids, your grandchildren, and you can just see the amount of time spent on gaming. It's not just gaming. It's also the amount of time they spend socializing on games with friends. It's also like the new playground now. Kids are not just playing, but they are there socializing with friends as well. So you just be amazed, right? And you can tell that it's a macro trend. I personally invest into macro trend. Trend that is so big, that's global, that just no turn around, it's going to continue to grow. So gaming, to me, is a very, very clear macro trend.
Okay, I like that. It's a clear macro trend because I want to get into the investment. We're running out of time, but before I get to give me three reasons, just tell me this. Why this is a good investment for people out there? Like, just overall, is it just the mega trend of, you know, because some things are not going to go so well, but you see that what you're doing, what iCandy is doing, the market is only just getting started?
Yeah. I mean, to me, the two things, right? So this is the meeting of the two points, right? So one is macro trend. So the industry cannot go wrong. Number two, iCandy, with this acquisition, we are emerging as a clear winner of the competition. And that you can invest in the trend, you can invest in the winner, and the winners will typically ride the trend of the macro trend.
All right. Well, I always do my little sign off this way, Kin. So what I want to hear, and this is for our investors out there that are looking at this and going, well, I kind of understand the metaverse and this trend, this macro trend, but give us three reasons why right now, because you've had a good run, that share price has had a good run recently, but why there's still a lot of room to grow. Three reasons why investors should sit up and take notice of iCandy right now.
Sure. Firstly, we are the biggest video game company on the ASX by revenue, by profitability, by number of downloads, by number of employees. That's number one. Size does matter. Number two, we have a stellar track record of making AAA games. Some of these game titles are among the biggest in the last 10, 15 years you can think of. That AAA track record equates to revenue.
Right.
Currently and future as well. Yeah. Number three, which I'm most excited about, the future. We are well positioned to make AAA games for the metaverse. And Kerry, I can tell you that the metaverse is just getting started.
Wow. There you heard it, ladies and gentlemen, from Kin Wai Lau. He is the chairman and non-exec director of iCandy. The ASX code is ICI. As Kin just said, the metaverse is just getting started. And perhaps iCandy is as well. Hope you enjoyed the interview. Thank you for joining me on Small Caps, Kin. And you know what? Let's not leave it 11 months because, goodness me, things have happened so fast. And I guess that's what happens in this universe. It goes fast. So let's get you back on early next year and see how it all went with the shareholders and what's next for iCandy.
Absolutely. Looking forward to that.